The Quran, my dear brothers, my mothers and sisters, is a mu'jiza of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also were given mu'jizat, certain supernatural miracles that happened through which, or that were given to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so people could recognize that they were not ordinary human beings, but that they had assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they were the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his lifetime, he was given many mu'jizat. One of the greatest mu'jizat that were given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Qur'an. And the Qur'an is not just one mu'jiza, it is a collection of many different mu'jizat. Every aspect you pick up of the Qur'an in itself is a miracle. The preservation of the Qur'an, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took upon himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, "Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra, wa inna lahu lahafidhun." We have sent down the dhikr, the remembrance, the Qur'an, and we will safeguard it. "Wa inna lahu lahafidhun." "Inna alina jam'ahu wa qur'ana." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to gather the Qur'an, to put it into the hearts of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is upon the responsibility of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is fulfilling this promise until today. The Qur'an, every letter, every harkat, the meaning of the Qur'an, the words of the Qur'an, every aspect of the Qur'an has been preserved right to this day. 1400 years have passed from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but not a slightest of change has come about in the Qur'an. Every aspect of the Qur'an has been preserved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has used the huffaz, He has used the ulama, the mufassirun, the muhaddithin, etc. to preserve the Qur'an. Go into the Islamic library, you will find so many different books on different aspects of the Qur'an. If you want to look up about tajweed, you will find so many different books about how the Qur'an should be read, about the pronunciation. Small issues, you will find small issues, just like is a certain letter should be read in this manner or that manner, a certain book just written on this subject. The waqf, that where a person should stop when he is reciting the Qur'an, where he should carry on from, books have been written on this subject. Gharibul Qur'an, the words that are inside the Qur'an, what their linguistic meaning, what they could mean, where they originate from, this is a different subject in itself. Books have been written on this. Asbabu Nuzulul Qur'an, when the verses of the Qur'an were revealed, under which circumstances they came down, this is a subject in itself. Ahkamul Qur'an, those ayat of the Qur'an which related to ahkam and rulings, books have been written on this, the tafsir of the Qur'an. So many books, in their hundreds, in so many different languages explaining the Qur'an. And all these different books of tafsir, they all have their different speciality. Every book will differ from the other. So the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has preserved it, because He took it upon Himself. You will not find any other book, you will not find any other religion which has gone to such an extent to preserve its holy book. This is why the religions of the past, their holy books became distorted. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is the word of Allah, لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ, there can be no change in the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because this is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has preserved the Qur'an. This is a mu'jizah of the Qur'an that we can witness today. We may not have witnessed the other mu'jizat which happened upon the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but this is a mu'jizah which we are witnessing today. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserved the Qur'an. That young boys, the age of 8, 9, 10, they start the hifz of the Qur'an. They don't know a word of Arabic. If you ask them to even translate A'udhu, they can't do so. Bismillah, this language is foreign to them. It is not their language. The pronunciation of this language is foreign to them. The letters of this language, the meaning of this language. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He allows these young children to learn the Qur'an, to put the Qur'an, 800 pages, 6,000 plus ayat to memory. Sometimes in a year, sometimes in 2 years, sometimes longer, shorter. You find so many students in Darul Ulooms that when it comes to alim class, they don't fail pass in their books. They fail. They find it hard to learn a page or two of a book on grammar or some other subject. But the very same boy, he has learned the Qur'an, and some of them, they are sitting here and praying the Qur'an in one majlis. Those students who struggle to learn other kitabs. Why is this? This is a sign and proof that this is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the true book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just take ourselves. Some of us would have finished the Quran 10 times, 20 times, 50, 100, so many times in our lifetime. But even then we want to read the Quran even more. Any other book, you read it once, twice, five times maximum, and a person gets bored. He'll put it to one side that I've read this book already. But we read the Quran over and over and over again. And that, so many of us do not even understand. What is it that is pulling us towards the Quran? That we don't understand what we are reading, but we still feel like reading. We don't get bored. We don't give up. So this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the mu'jiz of the Quran. How Allah has preserved the Quran. Today, so many doubts are being raised in our minds regards our religion. On the TV, on radio, on this show, on that show, in this paper, on that paper, this magazine. Doubts are being trying to be created in the hearts of the Muslims. This is not something new. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَيَعْبَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا أَن يُتِمَّ نُورَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who dislike Islam, they wish to extinguish the nur of iman in the hearts of the believers. They wish to extinguish the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ with their propaganda. وَيَعْبَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا أَن يُتِمَّ نُورَهُ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will make sure that this nur spreads throughout the world. And we are witnessing this in front of us today. How Allah has preserved the Quran. How He has used the ulama, the madaris, the huffaz, the qura, to preserve every aspect related to the Quran. So this is a sign for us. If someone comes and tries to put a doubt into our mind about a certain aspect of our religion, and may Allah save us, we start to have second thoughts, then my dear brothers, my dear sisters, bring yourself back to this day that you are seated here in the Islamic Dawah Academy. And inshallah, in the next few moments, you will witness a great miracle of the Quran. We have certain students, as I mentioned in the beginning, who read the whole Quran in one majlis. From those students, we have 8 students who read the Quran in one majlis in one day. As I mentioned before, without referring back to the Quran, and 8 of them did not even get one mistake in the whole Quran. If this is not the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose else word can it be? This is beyond human nature. This is beyond human capability. If we, any other book, learn a page or 2 pages, a person will forget it. After some time, we are talking about a page or 2 pages. But you hear, you have someone who has learnt so many pages, thousands of ayat, and some of them have done the hifz so many years back. But even today, they know this Quran, and they can recite it in one gathering without even getting one mistake. This is a sign of the truthfulness of our deen. So as I said, bring yourself back to this day. If somebody creates any doubt, and just think for a moment that if Islam was not true, if this was really not the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then how can this be possible? This cannot happen. This is beyond human capability. There is a force behind this. And this force is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us not lose hope. As an Urdu poet, he says, Musalmano na ghabrao khuda ki shan baqi hai. Abhi Islam zinda hai, abhi Quran baqi hai. Musalmano na ghabrao. Don't become scared of what you read in the papers, what you hear on the news, and the propaganda that you see around you. Musalmano na ghabrao khuda ki shan baqi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is still here. Allah will remain forever. His assistance is with us. Abhi Islam zinda hai. Islam is still alive today. Despite all efforts, throughout the centuries, Islam is still alive. Abhi Quran baqi hai. And the Quran is still with us. So we should not lose hope. We should rather build our yaqeen even more on the truthfulness of our religion. And this is the book of Allah. Hence, whatever is in this book of Allah, in the word of Allah, it is the truth. And we should make this our goal in life, that we practice upon what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us, so that we may acquire success in this one and the hereafter. Moving on now, I would like to call upon those students one by one who completed the Quran in one majlis without making one mistake. Just before I move forward, as the amount of students who finished the Quran in this manner, there were 33 of them. Out of them, 2 made 21 plus mistakes. There were 4 of them who made 11 to 20 mistakes, 7 of them who made 6 to 10 mistakes, 2 who got 5 mistakes, 1 who made 4 mistakes, 4 with 3 mistakes, 2 with 2 mistakes, 3 with 1 mistake, and 8 of them who made no mistakes. So you can see that most of them, the majority, they have made less than 20 mistakes, or even less than 10. So this is a great achievement. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their efforts, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a means of strengthening our iman and yaqeen in our beautiful religion and deen. Now I will call upon these students one by one. First of all, Huzaifa Dilawala of London, who is in the Dora Hadith, the last class.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الأبرار لفي نعيم وإن الفجار لفي جحيم يصلونها يوم الدين وما هم عنها بغائبين وما أدراك ما يوم الدين ثم ما أدراك ما يوم الدين يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا والأمر يومئذ لله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس صدق الله العظيم.
Muhammad Kola, who is of Leicester and he's in the fourth year of Adam class, this is his second time he's completing the Quran in this manner.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها والله خبير بما تعملون بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس صدق الله العظيم.
Thaqib Patel, who is in Mishkat, the fifth year of Alim class, mashallah, he has completed the Quran in this manner for the fifth time.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس صدق الله العظيم.
Faisal Mushtaq of Stoke. He's doing his khatam for the second time, mashallah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Al-qari'atu mal-qari'atu wa ma adraka mal-qari'ah. يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية وما أدراك ما هي نار حامية بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس صدق الله العظيم.
Fazlur Rahman Mamuniyat, who is of Batley, as he is in the first year of Adam class, he is doing his khatam for the first time.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والسماء والطارق وما أدراك ما الطارق النجم الثاقب إن كل نفس لما عليها حافظ فلينظر الإنسان مما خلق خلق من ماء دافق يخرج من بين الصلب والترائب إنه على رجعه لقادر يوم تبلى السرائر فما له من قوة ولا ناصر والسماء ذات الرجع والأرض ذات الصدع إنه لقول فصل وما هو بالهزل إنهم يكيدون كيدا وأكيد كيدا فمهل الكافرين أمهلهم رويدا بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس صدق الله العظيم.
Abrar al-Haq of London, who is in the Dora Hadith final year, he is doing his khatam for the third time.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها كذبت ثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها فكذبوه فعقروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها ولا يخاف عقباها بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس صدق الله العظيم.
Ibrahim Dorat, who is in the second year of Alim class of Leicester, he is doing his khatam for the second time.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أقم الصلاة لدلوك الشمس إلى غسق الليل وقرآن الفجر إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا ومن الليل فتهجد به نافلة لك عسى أن يبعثك ربك مقاما محمودا وقل رب أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا وقل جاء الحق وزهق الباطل إن الباطل كان زهوقا وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين ولا يزيد الظالمين إلا خسارا وإذا أنعمنا على الإنسان أعرض ونأى بجانبه وإذا مسه الشر كان يئوسا قل كل يعمل على شاكلته فربكم أعلم بمن هو أهدى سبيلا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس، من الجنة والناس. صدق الله العظيم.
Ismail Akubat of Preston, who is in the Dora Hadith class, he is doing his khatam for the second time.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا أقسم بهذا البلد، وأنت حل بهذا البلد، ووالد وما ولد، لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد، أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد، يقول أهلكت مالا لبدا، أيحسب أن لم يره أحد، ألم نجعل له عينين، ولسانا وشفتين، وهديناه النجدين، فلاقتحم العقبة وما أدراك ما العقبة، فك رقبة أو إطعام في يوم ذي مسغبة، يتيما ذا مقربة أو مسكينا ذا متربة، ثم كان من الذين آمنوا وتواصوا بالصبر وتواصوا بالمرحمة، أولئك أصحاب الميمنة، والذين كفروا بآياتنا هم أصحاب المشأمة، عليهم نار مؤصدة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس، من الجنة والناس. صدق الله العظيم.